I will call House Transportation Committee meeting to order. Could we have roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Vice Chair Durham.
Here.
Representative Dooling.
Here.
Representative Sprunger.
Here.
Representative Barker.
Here.
Representative Worth.
I'm here.
Representative Brockman.
Here.
Representative Butcher.
Excused.
Representative Kearns.
Here.
Representative T. Smith.
Here.
Vice Chair Fern.
Here.
Representative F. Smith.
Here.
Representative Lynch.
Here.
Oh, she's still here. Okay. Okay.
Representative Carter.
Here.
Representative Baum.
Here.
And Chair Logie.
Here.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We have a quorum. So we'll go on to business. We have three bills today that we'll be hearing: Senate Bill 106, Senate Bill 221, Senate Bill 234. I will be leaving. I have a bill I have to go to committee on, and I will be leaving Vice Chair Durham, who will be chairman. And yes, Representative Dooling.
We don't have Senate Bill 221 down here. We have one. I have 106 and 234.
Me too.
But there's some here. We'll see. Anyway, I'd like to remind anybody who's going to testify, make sure you have your cell phones off, sign the list out front. Your testimony will be on record, and keep the decorum well, and I'm turning it over to now Chairman Durham.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good luck with your bill in the Senate. Okay, committee, we will come to order. We will hear Senate Bill 106. Senator Fitzpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Nice to be here. For the record, Steve Fitzpatrick, Senate District 10 from Great Falls. For your consideration today is Senate Bill 106. It's a rather simple bill. Let me explain what it does. Last session, we passed a bill through here that allowed people to, I call them, their transfer on death deeds, but they're documents that you can sign to allow a vehicle to pass without going through the probate process. And so what you can do is before you die, you just sign a document that says, I'm going to send this car to this person. It's a very nice estate planning tool. It does reduce the need to go through probate, which can be a long 6-month process at a minimum. So what this bill does is it just simply expands on that process. It adds in, if you look on the second page, vehicles, a little broader definition of vehicle, as I understand it, but a manufactured home. Vessels, so that would you can transfer boats with this, and then any other type of property in which a certificate of title is issued by the Department of Justice. So, just kind of expanding the use of these termination on or these transfer on death deeds or transfer on death documents. So, good estate planning tool. I'm sorry. So, with that, I'd ask for a green light. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Do we have proponents for Senate Bill 106? Proponents. Proponents online, Ms. Hess? No proponents online. Do we have opponents present for Senate Bill 106? No opponents online either? Here, I thought I was the only one that showed up alone. Are there informational witnesses? Seeing none, does the committee have questions for the senator? That's the mark of a good bill. Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Appreciate the perfect hearing. So if anybody wants to carry this, happy to work up some talking points for him. So with that, I close. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator. That will conclude House Bill 106.
I forgot to do that to start.
There's one proponent on line for 221, but Amy's having trouble. She can't hear anybody in the room. So she messaged AV to see if they can fix it.
Okay, we'll march through it.
This will open the hearing for Senate Bill 221. Do we have a senator in our presence? I should have looked before I knocked. Senator Usher, perhaps? This is going to be a good hearing. We don't have any option. We have a good list of co-sponsors.
So he's asking if we can stand at ease while they figure out the
committee will be at ease.
Mic test.
I can hear that now. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Great. I think it's working now. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator. We're tickled to have you in our presence.
No, sir, you have to get permission for that.
This will open the hearing for Senate Bill 221. Senator Usher.
Good afternoon, Chair Logie and members of the committee. I am Senator Barry Usher, USHER, Senate District 20, which is North Yellowstone County, all of Musselshell, all of Treasure, parts of Rosebud, and parts of Custer. Hopefully I didn't miss any. Anyway, this bill, give me a second. Oh, this bill is to allow members of the, that are stationed at the, on the USS Montana to be able to use and apply for Montana specialty plates for USS Montana. It basically gives them residency just for that purpose. These members of our armed services, Navy, are very proud that they're on the USS Montana. They display a lot of items on board from Montana. They visit our state frequently, as much as they can, and they would like to be able to drive around. Norfolk, Virginia is where they are now. They want to drive around with a USS Montana license plate so they can be proud. Anyway, with that said, I think it. I think we got a 50-0 in the Senate, so hopefully you guys will do the same.
Thank you, Senator. We are a harsh crowd here, though. Are there proponents for Senate Bill 221? Witnesses, if I could remind you to state your name, spell your name, and let us know where you're from.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Leo Berry, B-E-R-R-Y. I'm from originally from Anaconda, but I've lived in Helena since I got out of school. I'm also a member of the USS Montana Committee. The committee was formed about 5 years ago to support not only the boat, but the crew members on the boat. And we've done things like host them, the crew and the commander, out here several times. I've taken them on trips like Gates of the Mountains and elsewhere. Make it available to them so they understand Montana, and they've adopted Montana. If you look at our website, which is you can just find under USS Montana Committee, there will be a video on there from the commissioning of the ship last June, and it was quite impressive to be there for the commissioning, and you're welcome to look at the video, obviously. It also shows the inside of the boat, where decorations have taken place to make them feel like they are in Montana. The mess hall has a wraparound of Glacier National Park. The hallways are named after Montana rivers. Various rooms are named after various sites in Montana. And I'd encourage you to look at that. There's also memorabilia. I've been asked several times how to get memorabilia from the USS Montana, like sweatshirts and hats and that kind of stuff. And there's some on there, but you can also just Google USS Montana apparel, and a website will pop up, and I ordered some sweatshirts for my wife. I've been asked about the vest. They're not available. Unfortunately, it was a one-time order for the crew. But we would encourage you to pass this bill. I think the crew would very much appreciate to and be able to show their pride in being on the USS Montana. If there's any questions, be glad to try to answer them.
Thank you, Mr. Berry. Are there further proponents for Senate Bill 221?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Roger Hagan. I represent the more than 10,000 members of the Montana Department of the American Legion, as well as the Montana Officer and Enlisted Associations of the National Guard. And we obviously stand in support of Senate Bill 221. And we welcome our opportunity to recognize the USS Montana sailors and include them in our veterans plates and specialty license plates categories and opportunities. We think that's a very special opportunity for those who are serving on the boat, and we certainly appreciate this opportunity and thank Senator Usher for carrying the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Hagan. Are there further proponents for Senate Bill 221 present? Seeing none present, Ms. Hess, are there proponents online?
Yes, there's
Mr. Whitsitt, can you hear us?
I sure can. Can you hear me okay, Mr. Chairman?
Thank you. Please let me know if I pronounce your name correctly, and let us know where you're from, if you would spell your name as well.
Sure. Well, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I am Bill Whitsitt, spelled W-H-I-T-S-I-T-T, of Big Fork. And I am chairman of the USS Montana committee that Leo spoke about, the official nonprofit commissioning and long-term support organization for our new stealthy and lethal submarine, the USS Montana. I'd like to thank you, Mr. Chairman, and all of the House and Senate members, including Senator Usher, who've worked to bring forward this legislation that would indeed allow Montana crew members to display USS Montana license plates on their vehicles. I know they are very eager to do that, and I will say that the idea first came when one of those crew member visits was being undertaken in Montana, and one of the sailors had heard about these specialty plates for USS Montana and said, well, can we display one of those? And that's how the idea was born, and we think that all Montanans who are supporting the submarine would like to be able to answer yes. The sailors are pretty amazing. I think some of you had a chance to meet a couple of them and the commanding officer last week when they were in Helena and then in Bozeman. And for us, all 256 members of the committee and 55 communities, we're going to continue to invite them to Montana that, as Leo Berry pointed out, they have come to adopt. I would only add one thing to Mr. Berry's comments about the interior of the submarine, which has had international visitors since it was commissioned this past summer. One of the most impressive and moving things aboard the submarine is a handcrafted peace pipe that was donated to the submarine by the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes. And there's also a lunch pail aboard that comes from the early 19th century. And there's a photo of Butte miners having their lunch, pasties probably, out of those lunch pails. So by being able to register their vehicles in Montana and display the specialty plate, SSM 794 crew members would have a unique and much appreciated way to show their Montana connection wherever they are. So I do encourage support for SB 221, and I'd be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitsitt. If you could run that, was it USS 479? You run by that pretty quick. Is that?
The hull number of the USS Montana is SSN 794.
Thank you, Mr. Whitsitt. Are there further proponents online, Ms. Hess? Seeing no further proponents, are there opponents to Senate Bill 221 present? Seeing none and none online, are there informational witnesses present for Senate Bill 221? Seeing none, members of the committee, do you have questions? Representative Butcher.
For the sponsor.
Mr. Chair. Senator Butcher.
Mr. Chair, Senator Usher, I guess a couple of questions. How many of these plates, these plates, when they run around Virginia, are going to replace a regular license plate, right?
That's correct, Mr. Chair.
Follow-up question.
Follow-up?
When they end their commission with the USS Montana, do they continue to keep these plates, or do they forfeit them at that point? I mean, is this permanent?
Well, Mr. Chair, Senator Butcher, they can renew them as long as they want. It does not specify that in this bill. But if they're still proud to be members and former members of the USS Montana, I have no issues if they're proud to be able to have that license plate at their next duty station.
Follow-up?
Follow-up?
I'm curious, how many members serve on that tub?
I believe it's a boat, not a tub, Mr. Chair. And there's 140. Sorry.
Follow up, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I was 140.
Mr. Chairman, follow up.
That was 140.
Follow up, Representative Butcher.
Yeah, now this boat's obviously going to be in service quite a while, and I guess just from a practical point of view, each plate obviously is going to have a different number. You can't have 140 plates running around to drive the highway patrolman nuts if they were trying to figure out who the owner of the vehicle was if they didn't have an individualized number. So I presume you're going to have to add numbers. And with that on there, how does that work?
So, Mr. Chair, Senator Butcher, actually that license plate is not just for the members. Currently, it's already created. And currently, the committee, some of the committee members have that. And just like any other nonprofit in the state, license plate, you can get it, and you pay the fee, and it actually helps the nonprofit organization raise funds. So it's not limited to just the 140 members on that boat.
Thank you, Senator. And for clarification, when you referred to you, that was Representative Butcher as a Montana citizen. And this bill allows these servicemen to apply for the plate as Montana citizens.
They would be a Montana, Mr. Chair, they would be a Montana citizen only for the purpose of license and registration of a vehicle that gets this license plate.
Thank you, Senator. Representative T. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a question for the good sponsor, the senator sponsor.
I like good better, Mr. Chair.
Yeah. Thank you, kind Senator. We had a personal plates, Flathead High School personal plates that we had to get rid of. Because if a plate doesn't meet, there's certain numbers that have to be in the circulation, always renewed. You might want to look, does that in your bill where there's a caveat where you don't have to have that? So if numbers dwindle, we had to replace all the license plates for our Flathead Braves because there wasn't enough in circulation. So,
Mr. Chair, good representative, not to insult you, but I'm glad that you're not going around with Flathead anymore. But I've actually talked to a motor vehicle on that issue because it is not in the bill. There is one license plate out there that has that in law, yeah. That even if it goes below the number, I don't anticipate that because, you know, the 140 plus all the committee people, and it will continue to grow. So, but I have talked to motor vehicle that if we need to in the future, we can get a waiver.
Thank you, Senator. Further questions? Representative Dooling.
I just have a comment, Mr. Chair. I was recently in Norfolk, toured the base, and didn't see the Montana there, but it was really cool to see all the different plates of the service crew members who have, they may be from Hawaii, but they have the car that they have in Virginia registered with the Hawaiian plates or from wherever they're at. So it'd be really cool to see a bunch of Montana plates there.
Thank you, Representative Dooling. Further questions from the committee? Ms. Hess, can you find out what that threshold is for those plates? Is it 500, Senator? Do you have a guess?
I think it's 350, but that's just my guess.
We will make sure to have that before executive action. Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the sponsor, please.
Go ahead.
Proceed, please.
If we approve this plate, is it going to take anything away from the cemetery's plate?
Mr. Chair, Representative, I don't believe so. That's not the intention of this because these are live people that are stationed on this boat.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there further questions? Representative Butcher.
Yeah, for the sponsor again. What's the fee? I take it since they're buying the, it's like a permanent plate. Like after 10 years, we get the plate. So they pay the fee as though they were a Montana citizen. Is that how the plate gets purchased? And then is it an annual renewal like a regular license, or is it like a permanent plate where they just make one flat payment for life?
Mr. Chair, Representative Butcher. So this is just like a regular plate. It is an annual renewal, but and the fiscal note, obviously, and this is part of what my close was going to be, we hope to get that number down. This was their high number, depending on how many of these members actually purchased the plate. But There is actually somewhere else, and I don't know the code, but there is a where you can go into motor vehicle as a military member, and you can get a, instead of paying $200 and some a year, you can pay like $25 if you're a current active member of the military.
Are there further questions? Senator Usher, is it a fair statement that because these servicemen are working on the USS Montana, we're going to consider them residents of Montana?
Mr. Chair, you've already asked that twice almost, but for the purposes of this license and registration only, they are considered a resident. For anything else, they are not.
Thank you. That's an important, that brings up a good question. Representative Butcher.
They're in Virginia. Do they have to pay to be licensed? Their vehicle, I mean, their vehicle, is it the plates for Montana, but it's connected to a vehicle. So if they're in Virginia or someplace else, do they have to pay their vehicle tax there? Or is that all gone away? They don't pay any vehicle tax at all.
So, Mr. Chair, Representative Butcher, actually, in 50 states, we have reciprocity where military members, active military members, can keep the license plate for the state that they continue to keep their residency. In other words, they pay their taxes, they get their car registrations, they still vote. When I was stationed at, you know, in Florida, chasing drug runners around the Bahamas, drinking rum drinks, I kept my my home state license plates, and I continue to pay income tax back at home, and I voted absentee. So you always keep your residency, or it's actually a choice for a military member if they want to change their residency to where they're stationed or keep it back home.
Thank you, Senator. You have a follow-up question?
Yeah, Representative follow-up on that. I found a contradiction here because you said the plate didn't have anything to do with being a resident, and yet you're saying now that if they're licensed in Montana, they would become they could become a resident of Montana and pay all the taxes, income tax, or whatever else. I see a question here on the legal basis of how you're going to have this vehicle registered in Montana if you're not a resident of Montana.
Mr. Chair, Representative Butcher, that's what this bill does. It gives them residency for license and registration of a vehicle with this license plate only.
So they can So they can't vote here, or they can't, they don't have to pay income tax here.
Mr. Chair, Representative Butcher, that's correct. They only get residency to allow them to buy this license plate.
Thank you, Senator. A separate bill could be brought to allow them to hunt as residents. I would support that bill.
One more.
Let's
seeing no further questions.
Mr. Chair, that was a question. Mr. Chair, this committee is so tough that I'm not quite sure that I would hang my hat on that until we finalize this one, actually getting through this committee and on the floor.
Thank you, Senator. Can you close on your bill with a good, solid closing, please?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, it's difficult for me to have a closing because I think all the questions actually hit all my closing points. The number one is that, yes, they are typically allowed to keep, not typically, they are allowed to, and reciprocity says they can keep their residency in their home state from where they're from for everything. And this bill will only allow them to be a resident of Montana for the purposes of buying this license plate and paying for registration for the state of Montana because they're stationed on the USS Montana, and they're proud to be on that boat. And they've adopted us, so this is one way that we can put our arms around them and adopt them. So with that said, I think we ought to pass it and unanimously, please.
Thank you, Senator, for this important bill. And I know those sailors are proud to serve on the USS Montana. We, as a committee and a legislature, are equally and maybe more proud of their service. I heard testimony today of stealthy and lethal somehow we miss beautiful in the Montana. So maybe we can make that sure is included. Committee, this will close Senate Bill 221.
Mr. Chair, I think you forgot to ask me who would want to carry that for me, if I had anybody in mind, and I think...
Thank you, Senator Usher. I was hoping you'd pick someone in the Navy or a co-sponsor
or both. I would say that in the legislature, we don't have anybody that's currently in the Navy.
Senator, who would be your favorite representative to carry this important bill on the House floor?
So I would say it should either honorably be you or Representative Kearns.
Thank you, Senator. We will take this under consideration during executive action. This will open the hearing for Senate Bill 234. Senator Usher, please open on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Senator Barry Usher, USHER, Senate District 20, North Yellowstone County, all Musselshell County, Treasure County, most of Rosebud, and parts of Custer County. Today I bring you Senate Bill 234. This bill actually sort of a constituent bill, but I actually did have some people come to me three sessions ago about running a bill just like this. But at the time, the governor and the director of DOT were not in favor of this and did not want to put vending machines in our rest areas. They were in the middle of designing and said, we didn't make a plan for that, so you're out of luck. So since we got a new governor and a great director of DOT, did I say he's great? Because he is a great man.
He is great. Thank you, Senator.
Yeah. So I had discussions, and they have no issues with this. I actually have talked to the convenience store, at least the largest one in the state. They have no issues with it. Talking to travelers, including myself, sometimes it's nice in the middle of the night when you pull over to take a nap at a rest area to be able to get a soda or maybe a bag of chips to hold you over until you can find a restaurant that's open. And so with that said, I'm asking for you to pass this bill so we can potentially get vending machines in our rest areas.
Thank you, Senator. Are there proponents for Senate Bill 234 present? And as a reminder, please state your name, spell your last name, and let us know where you're from.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Dwayne Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, and I reside just south of Helena and Clancy. And I'm the executive director for the Montana Trucking Association. And as some of you may know, there's a lot of regulations that the trucking industry faces. One of the regulations is hours of service, and there's a lot of times when they have to stop in a rest area because they're out of hours. Having things like a vending machine in the rest area, they would be very grateful for us. We're very supportive, and thank you for a good bill, Senator Usher.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. Are there further proponents for Senate Bill 234? Seeing none present, Ms. Hess, do we have proponents online?
No proponents online.
Are there opponents present to Senate Bill 234? Seeing none and no opponents online, do we have informational witnesses?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, John Swartz, J-O-N-S as in Sam, W-A-R-T-Z. I'm out of Helena here, and I am the maintenance administrator for the Montana Department of Transportation, and here if you have any questions for the department. Thank you.
Thank you for being here, Mr. Schwartz. Seeing no further, an additional informational witness. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chair, members of the committee. My name is Chanda Hermanson, H-E-R-M-A-N-S-O-N. I live here in Helena. I am the administrator for Disability Employment and Transitions Programs at DPHHS, which includes administration of the Blind Vending Program. I'm here to answer any questions. Thanks.
Thank you for being here, Ms. Hermanson. Are there further informational witnesses present? Seeing none, are there questions from the committee? Vice Chair Fern.
Thanks, Mr. Chair, for Ms. Hermanson. Thank you for being here, Mr. Chair, Ms. Hermanson. Can you just give us a little bit of a background or a very brief history on the relationship between blind people, as referred to in this bill, and the vending machine issue? How did that come to be? And if we pass this bill, how do you implement it to give preference?
Chair, Representative Fern, the blind vending programs is administered through federal rule. It's called the Randolph-Shepard Act. It was passed in 1936, and it was created to develop more entrepreneurial options and opportunities for people with visual impairments. And that is the Randolph-Shepard specifically to allow preference on federal property. In 1986, Montana instated and replicated the language for the same preference to occur for state property. I've talked to Mr. Schwartz from MDT, and we talked about implementation, and this would be through a typical RFP process, and if one of the blind vendors applied, we would work through that preference.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Further questions, Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question for the great sponsor.
Mr. Chair, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Senator, I think we're all for vending machines at the truck stops. Is there any narrow on the scope? What's the scope of this? Cheetos, Pepsi, gallons of oil, power steering fluid, condoms, all that kind of stuff. What is the scope on the vending machines?
So, Mr. Chair, I think we had enough discussion on defining what sex was today on the Senate floor, so we won't go down that road. But as far as everything else goes, that'll be under the rule with DOT and at their discretion. We didn't want to restrict what they did. We've had discussions, though. Some rest areas, it may not be appropriate. Others, it will. But right now, we don't have any. So this just opens the door for them to make the rules, and I'm okay with that.
Thank you.
Further questions? Representative Baum.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This would be for Mr. Schwartz, please.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Baum.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Schwartz, in my travels weekly back and forth from here to Billings and stopping at the rest areas, this is a really great idea. My question is, the majority of our rest stops have been upgraded and have great security. I believe there's video. Are you anticipating any fiscal impact as far as trying to secure them against people trying to break in and remove the money, things like that, that typically occur at other locations?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Representative Baum, great question. You know, we thought about the whole vandalism thing and theft. We would write in the rules or in the RFP or bid that it would be the responsibility of the vendor to secure those facilities. We've upgraded a lot of facilities. We have security systems and we have video at those locations specific to where they would be placed.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Are there further questions? Representative Carter.
For Mr. Schwartz, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Schwartz, would you follow up? I want to give you the chance to follow up on my colleague two seats down about brands and preferences and limitations and sideboards for what goes in there. Is the next step to put gambling machines in the locations? And then where do we limit these?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Representative Carter, another great question. You know, vending machines is pretty broad in terms of how you what you look at. I mean, you know, whether it's some areas have tools and parts and everything else for vending machines. We would write the rules as I see it, strictly how the sponsor wanted it intended for pop and chips and stuff like that. That was the intent of the bill, and that's what we would write or put in the RFP.
Follow up, Mr. Chair.
Please follow up.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Schwartz, it was mentioned that vending machines may not be appropriate in all rest stops. How and why would that be a consideration?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Representative Carter. So even though we've upgraded a lot of rest areas, typically you want them inside. There needs to be power so they can plug them in. And we do have a number of rest areas, old rest areas, that don't have that type of facility or that connection. So it would be probably limited to certain ones across the state.
Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. And so when I hear power, electricity. Are there further questions for the committee? Senator Usher, can you close on your bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Thanks for the great questions. When you talk about power, I think of coal-fired. My district is coal country. I have the two largest coal mines in the state. But also to answer the question, it is the legislative intent for snacks and pop and not for all the others. But, you know, in the future, who knows? I mean, it's also market. You know, if a rest area can sustain, or the vendor, whoever they hire or wins the bid, can make money off a soda machine, but they can't make it off the candy machines, maybe they're going to take it out. So the market is going to dictate some of that. And some of these rest areas, maybe if it's out in the middle of nowhere and it doesn't get enough traffic, maybe they don't put vending machines there because the company that wants to put them in there can't make a profit. But with that said, I mean, I think most of us, I gave up soda about 6 years ago, so hopefully there's bottles of water. But anyway, hopefully we can get Representative Baum some chips and soda at the rest area outside of Big Timber. And you'll go green on this, please. I think I had a 50-0 on this also.
Thank you, Senator. This will close the hearing on Senate Bill 234. Senator, did you have a special preference for to carry this on the House floor?
How about either Representative Smith, or maybe if Representative Baum wants to get vending machines, that'd be great if she's enthusiastic. Can they arm wrestle now?
We might do a thumb wrestle at some point.
Actually, how about whichever one helps me untable my other bill?
Well, I think we'll both do that.
Although this, I think this is a very good bill. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I closed it already. Members of the committee, we are adjourned for the day. This will adjourn House Transportation. Ms. Hess.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, just for the good of the order here before you leave for the day, Friday we do have one bill scheduled. That's Representative Logie's bill, House Bill 823, and then I believe you should be prepared for some executive action on Friday for all the bills that we've heard thus far, which would be the three today, and then we still have Senate Bill 144 that haven't taken action on. So just be prepared. I'll send out probably a follow-up email with those bill numbers, but just be prepared for EA on Friday.
Thank you, Sarah.